you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome along to Damayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sarah Main. It's wonderful to have you here. So welcome. Today, I'm going to be talking about what are you listening to? What are you creating? What are you listening to? And what are you creating? This is really interesting because science and spirituality have sort of, in a slightly uncomfortable relationship, coming together that we are all basically forms of vibrational energy. And our energetic vibrational sound is creative, and we receive and we transmit. So we're transmission stations, like radio towers in a way. So that's an interesting thing. If you are not aware of it, and if you are, I'm sure you're seeing and hearing it everywhere, or a lot anyway. So the question is, what are you listening to? Sound comes first. Sound comes first. So what are you listening to? What sound are you listening to? What vibration are you making and transmitting? What do I mean by sound? Well, when we use the word sound, what sound are you making? The sound refers to the vibration, the frequency, the energy, the tone. We may recognize it as a certain feel, right? Because it's a bit hard to describe, really, because it's a bit beyond our normal chattery mind and levels of speech. But basically, from a quantum level, now the quantum level is as within, so without, as above, so below. Everything is connected. It's one single field of consciousness. So basically, from a quantum level, you're a vortex of energy. All right. Now, this can be at any level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. All right. And what are we listening to? What sound are we making? So at any level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritual, excuse me, it can also be for good or ill. We're just having a look. We're raising our awareness here now. So on a conscious level, just think, what self-talk are you listening to about yourself? What self-talk are you listening to about others? What self-talk are you listening to about your world? And what self-talk are you listening to about your life? Focus questions, get the awareness up, start considering, that's interesting. What am I listening to? What am I creating? What sound am I making? What sound am I transmitting? Because sound comes first, and sound is creative. It is creative. There's a lot on this. If you want to look into the area, there's a lot available to learn about this. I learned, as a young one, I learned about sound coming first. All right, so this has been around a long time because we literally speak ourselves into existence. We speak our existence out. And we're doing it through sound and our speech. And the primary way we express and transmit our sound, apart from mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, one of the key ways, obviously, is through speech, because that's how we're transmitting the sound we make. So what habitual forms of speech do we fall into? What habitual forms of speech do you fall into? And naturally, if it's habitual, we're generally not aware of it. So it's good to ask the question because in asking the question, we can get out of that sleep of habit and have a look, become aware, listen. What habitual forms of speech and what sort of world are these, is this habitual speech creating? Now, that's an interesting question because everything is sound, vibration, and frequency. Everything. Quantum scientists say that we are mostly empty space filled with energetic electromagnetic vibrations. And, this is well known. Quantum scientists say we are mostly empty space. So what appears solid isn't. We are mostly empty space filled with energetic electromagnetic vibrations. That's just at a detectable physical level. I'm not even going into the subtler ones, subtler levels. All right, so everything is sound, vibration, and frequency. We literally speak ourselves into existence. Sound comes first, and sound is creative. Because after all, what are our thoughts and feelings made up of? Vibrations. And there's sound behind all of them. Okay. Now, there's lots of people. I thought this was interesting and I wanted to share with you. There's lots of examples of people doing work on this. I did a show back in December 2022. If you go to my website, damayanti.store, and go to the podcast page and look for the show, The Power of Resonance to Change Your World. And that was in December 2022. I did that show, The Power of Resonance to Change Your World. I did a show and talked quite a bit about this guy called Masaru Emoto. He was a Japanese guy. And he was a businessman and then he got into healing. But he talked about water crystals and he did a lot of research into this of water crystals that changed their shape when exposed to different intentions and ideas and words, the very vibration in those. And when there were positive, beautiful concepts like love and harmony and joy, the water crystals, and you could see them under an electron microscope, they actually changed shape into these beautiful, harmonious shaped crystals. And then when the water crystals were exposed to negative, sort of ugly, destructive concepts like hate and kill and destruction and anger and all those sorts of ones, the water crystals changed into, they were distorted, misshapen arrangements, the water crystals, right? So it was there, and he said he had to find some way of proving to people that their healing had to start from their own inner vibration. And he remembered about snowflakes and water crystals, and he went and he started experimenting, was amazed to find that the water crystals actually reflected that change in vibration. And seeing as our bodies are 50 to 75% water, and so therefore we're comprised of water crystals, the majority of our body is water, then therefore we're affected by the vibration of our intentions and thoughts, right? So if you want to hear more about that, Power of Resonance to Change Your World, that was a show I did December 2022. Go to my website, damayanti.store, and go to the podcast page and listen to that. There's a really interesting research on tuning of orchestras and instruments, the difference between A440 hertz and A432 hertz. They have different effects and feelings. The A440 is considered to disconnect you from your higher self, from that third eye chakra, etc., and confuse the mind and unsettle the mind, whereas music that is A432 or sound that's A432 hertz tuning has the opposite. It calms and grounds and connects you to your inner self, your higher self, your soul. So these are really interesting things people are doing directly with music and sound. In the medical field, for example, Dr. Christiane Northrup, she's a medical doctor and specialist, And she's it says every thought, belief, and perception has physical consequences. They all contribute to our overall vibration. We're a hologram where every part of us reflects every other part. Our true power comes from our ability to think critically. That means be discerning, change our thoughts and perceptions, and notice which thoughts feel best. Okay, now that's a well-credentialed, well-experienced medical doctor and specialist. And there's tons and tons of work about that. Then there's a really interesting guy, a short video of a guy with sand, I'm assuming it's sand on it, this round metal table, and he sprinkles the sand and then he's using different things to create different vibrations, and the sand rearranges itself quickly into these beautiful patterns, and each pattern is absolutely different and distinct depending on the vibration, the frequency. I'll drop a link here and you can check it out. It's amazing. And then, I mean, the work I've done with Sanskrit in conscious confidence and Damayanti, raising awareness of the fine vibrations and sound of Sanskrit, making it, I'm working to make it readily available to everyone so you don't have to be a Sanskrit scholar and study it for years. So you can be connected to this fine vibration that lifts you and connects you to your higher self, your soul, your inner self. And look, I'm doing these shows. I've written a book. I've got a blog. It's my online store to present these fine vibrations of Sanskrit in an easy, simple, approachable way. So there's all these examples. And in my own case, I'll tell you, with this Sanskrit, it was amazing. I had to do an interview recently and I had to wait 2 hours. I was on time, ready for the interview, and the interview didn't start for 2 hours. They were running late. So I had to wait for 2 hours and I could feel myself getting annoyed. You know, after half an hour, it was one thing, then it was an hour, then it was an hour and a half, and it was eventually we started 2 hours late. And I thought, well, I'm talking about conscious confidence. I can't very well be in this sort of lather of annoyance and impatience. So I just remembered kshama. Kshama means patience. It's one of the eight collections in my store. And I remembered kshama. I just repeated that. And I remembered patience and calm, steady patience. I remembered kshama and it worked. Honestly, I felt calm and steady. It was amazing. Like it really, really worked to stay with that vibration. So there's lots more to say about this, and we're going to take a break soon and then we'll get into just looking into the power of speech and how we can use it to lift our vibration, because this has an effect on our physical health, our mental state, our mental well-being, our mental clarity, our emotional well-being, and our connection to our soul, our spirit. It's so powerful. So sound comes first. So what are you listening to and what are you creating? And we're going to have a little explore of speech, because that's our main conduit that we can all recognize, is how we transmit our sound and our vibration. So we'll be back after the break. Timeless wisdom is a gift that tells you that you are loved and how special you are. It's a gift that carries a message of love, meaning, and protection. Sanskrit is the language of the universe and contains this powerful wisdom. I'm Sarah Main, host of Damayanti, the show for your soul. Damayanti means peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Give yourself the gift of wisdom that speaks to your soul and shines a light on your soul path. To find all my shows, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today I'm talking about, what are you listening to? What are you creating? Because sound comes first. Sound is creative. Everything is vibration, it's energy. And we are literally speaking ourselves into existence. We're speaking our life experience ourselves into existence through the sound that we make. And our major conduit is speech. So we're going to look at speech. And I gave you just before the break, I gave you the example of I had to wait 2 hours for to start an interview. It was the interviewer was running late, and I was going to be talking about conscious confidence, and I had to wait 2 hours. The bit I didn't get round to saying was that it was 1 a.m. because I was doing an interview with someone in America, and I'm in Australia. And so with the time differences, I agreed to do a 1 a.m. interview. It's just kind of what you have to do when you're living in Australia on the other side of the world. So it was 1 a.m. and I was online at 12:30, ready to go as they asked me to be. And the interview was meant to start at 1. Well, it ended up basically starting at 3. So, sort of 2:45. And the thing is, waiting 2 hours is one thing, but I had to be there because I never knew when they were coming. And you're starting to get sleepy at that time in the early morning. I had to stay awake, ready to talk about conscious confidence. And I didn't want to be sort of, I wanted to be genuine about what I was saying. So I remembered shamar, patience. And that Sanskrit word, the vibration of that, I just remembered patience, shamar, patience. And honestly, I felt completely calm and steady. And they thanked me. I didn't tell them this, but they actually thanked me for my patience and calmness at the end. I was amazed because that was exactly what I was practicing. So this stuff actually works. And then I found myself practicing. I was getting annoyed. This was in another situation. I was getting annoyed by some people. They were really pushing the envelope a bit. And I just remembered prema. Prema means universal love. And I just remembered prema, universal love. And I honestly, the annoyance melted away and I felt calm, at peace, and I just felt embraced in this love. So look, it really works. These Sanskrit mantras, one single word, kshama, patience, and prema, universal love. Love. Those Sanskrit mantras protected me from the limiting vibrations of impatience on the one situation and annoyance in the other. They protected me, it was amazing. So there's so many people looking into all these fields, as I mentioned before the break, into vibration and frequency and sound and music, and in relation to all of that and physical health, your mental states and your spiritual development and connection. So, how can we tune into this fundamental power and energy within ourselves? So, we start by listening and refining our speech. We have to start there because this is a very powerful tool. This is our key form of expression, and it's one of the ways we express our fundamental sound, right? What are you listening to? What are you creating? What sound are you making? Well, often it comes through our speech. So there's two practices for refining speech and sound and vibration. The first one is to curb idle, negative, and destructive speech. Absolutely go straight at this. Curb idle, negative, and destructive speech. So examples of negative speech, that's destructive criticism, speaking when no one's listening, idle repetition, repeating things. Speaking to overwhelm or intimidate or to silence others with your opinions. Hasty words, which are needlessly hurtful. And lying. This is not an exhaustive list, believe you me. We can just go over and over something that we didn't like and just, oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, terrible. It doesn't actually change anything. That is a form of idle speech, and it's actually destructive and it's negative. It may not seem destructive, but it is. If you consider going back to, say, Masaru Emoto's work on water crystals, what are you doing? What are you rearranging within your body, your physical body, by staying in that repetition of negative sound? All right. So we need to become alert, to listen for speech like that. And we need to be alert to this, which is speech that's basically harmful to yourself and to others. So, one way we can note it is that idle speech often leaves this sour taste in our mouths. It's odd afterwards. You may get a rush if you really pile in and criticize someone. You get that sort of almost delicious rush. But afterwards, we have this sour taste in our mouth and we don't feel our best afterwards. It actually doesn't leave us in the best energy. Connected is not coming from our higher self, our best self, our inner self, our soul. So we need to resolve to curb some of these obvious forms of idle speech. And the key is to listen and to be there when you're speaking. And that is not as easy as it sounds, trust me. We need to be there when we're speaking and to listen. And if you notice by being present, this greater awareness, you notice that you're speaking idly, then the trick is to stop. And I mean stop. Be disciplined to stop mid-sentence, mid-word, if you have to. As soon as you see it, be discerning, because remember, we have the power to think critically, and that means be discerning. And with that awareness, our ability, our faculties of discernment are greater. Just stop. All right. And you can even tell the people that you're with that you're practicing this. So, and that's why you've suddenly stopped speaking, that you've resolved you're not going to speak negative speech like that. People will admire you. And some may say, oh, don't worry about it. And you say, no, I'm looking into this and this is what I want to practice. You have to stand firm sometimes. So that's the first one, is just simply stopping and curbing idle speech like that. Just stop. Right? It's like stopping eating something. Just stop. And if you go cold turkey like that, it's incredibly powerful because it supports your memory. I mean, you will forget, trust me, but you'll find over time you'll forget a lot less and you'll get much, much stronger. And that's sort of going cold turkey like that. And the second way of refining and purifying speech is, this is a discipline for speech. It's actually, I'll say it in Sanskrit and then I'll give you the English. No, I'll change my mind. I'm going to give you the English. I'll say it in Sanskrit after that. So in English, it is speak the truth, speak pleasantly, but do not speak pleasant untruth. Speak the truth, speak pleasantly, but do not speak pleasant untruth. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, asatyam priyam na bruyat. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, asatyam priyam na bruyat. Speak the truth, speak pleasantly, but do not speak pleasant untruth. Okay, and that is quite a discipline because, this speak the truth, but speak pleasantly. You can have a full and frank discussion with someone and not make a personal attack of it. Someone asks your opinion about something, you can tell them the truth without it being unpleasant and harmful. This is part of the discipline for speech. I've actually done shows on this. I've done shows talking about this, speak the truth, speak pleasantly, do not speak pleasant untruth. And I've done shows on the discipline for speech as laid out in the Bhagavad Gita. If you go to my podcast, it's a podcast archive on my website, damayanti.store. It's all there. This is so important, so powerful because of the power of sound, which is creative. So, what sound are you listening to? What are you listening to? And what are you creating? So, have a go at this. Resolve to just stop and curb some of the obvious forms of idle speech. And remember this statement, speak the truth, speak pleasantly, but do not speak pleasant untruth. So you do speak the truth, but you don't seek to make personal attack and harm by giving them the truth. You can actually say it in a way that it can be heard. And that takes presence and care, but it can be said. And do not speak pleasant untruth. Okay, so Good luck with it. It's incredibly powerful. And I have some exciting things happening, especially for my listeners of this show, Damayanti, the show for your soul. If you go to my website, damayanti.store, I have a 40% off just for my listeners, and use the promo code podcast40, 40% off. Podcast40 is the promo code. And on my website, I've got all sorts of energetic reminders. I've got beautiful mantras, 8 mantra collections of jewelry and other items, and they're engraved. And these mantras have a purifying effect. Like I say, my examples of having to wait 2 hours at 1 a.m. in the morning, folks. This is not just like in the middle of the day. And all I did was remember kshama, patience, kshama, kshama, patience, patience. And I felt calm and steady. And I had to sit there for 2 hours and stay awake because this was like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And then prema, when I felt annoyed, I just remembered prema, love, universal love, prema. And it protected me from these limiting vibrations of impatience and annoyance. And it supported my memory. That's what these are. These are energetic reminders, and they're beautiful to have. And they're beautiful gifts. So go to my website, take advantage of the podcast 40, 40% off for listeners. Podcast 40 is the promo code, damayanti.store. And also catch up with me on social media, on Facebook at Damayanti, Instagram at Damayanti, and there's a Facebook group, Self-Discovery for Women, Connection, Purpose, and Vision. Join up there and enjoy. And to finish off, as always, a beautiful prayer in Sanskrit, some of the finest and most beautiful sounds, uplifting pure ideas and vibrations and intentions, connecting you to your soul, to your higher self. And this is a prayer for all, and it is for all. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good, auspicious things. And none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu, Ma Kashchiddu Kabhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.